Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, Monday the 28th of March.
That it is.
Great day to be alive. Actually, you know what? I'm kind of pissed today.
Whoa.
Well, actually, you know, before I get into my anger.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You went from 0 to 60. What's going on?
Well, no, we'll talk about my anger later.
Oh, that's your anger has to do with the podcast. Okay.
The anger has to do with the topic of the day. But before we get into that, Tyler, let's go into why you will sound awful this week.
Oh, I will sound awful this week because I donated my larynx to the Cancer
Refund?
Research over at Sac State.
And a little known fact, a larynx is not a mythical animal.
No, it is not.
I thought that it was.
Yes. But on the other hand, I also have just this sore throat, a lot of mucus buildup, and a sore head.
A sore head? I've never heard of a sore
head. No, it's a sore head because it's not really a headache. My head just feels like it weighs a lot.
So, yeah.
Like, it's not throbbing.
So be like, when someone is burdened with something, they have a heavy heart.
Yeah.
You have a heavy head.
Yeah. So I've got
So
like
I can call you a fat head.
I guess.
Ha!
You can call me that. But yeah, awesome. I've got a lot of just head issues.
Got it.
So
Did you watch the fat fights last night?
I did. Did you at all?
I did not get the chance. I thought I was going out with my buddy to Berkeley to watch the fights. We had a bar in mind. Checked it out. Turns out that it was also his friend's birthday.
Oh.
So we are rolling 20 deep on BART. We take over a train. It was hilarious.
That would have been hard to go into a bar with.
Oh, it was. We honestly, like, it was. Actually, it worked out well because the bar that they wanted to go to was kind of far from BART. So the fast walkers broke into one group, the medium walkers broke into another group, and the slow walkers broke into a third group. And then when we got into the bar, we had people who wanted to smoke outside and people who wanted to be in the bar inside.
Okay, so it worked out well.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell you what happened?
What?
Do you want to tell you what happened in the fight?
I know GSP won.
GSP won.
That's George St. Pierre by decision, fifth round.
But yeah, it was impressive. Dan Hardy's a knockout guy. I thought he could have knocked out GSP. He only got off maybe 6 punches in the whole match.
What?
GSP like, just took him down every single time.
Oh.
And just dominated him. Like, every round was
just
easily
ground.
George St. Pierre's. Just dominated him on the ground. There was one point where GSP had Hardy in a armbar. Like, literally, it tweaked back. And Hardy, the look on his face, he literally goes, you literally pinpoint this moment where his arm flexes past the point where any normal person would be like, that's not right.
Extends.
It extends, yeah.
Just so we're anatomically correct.
I'm not thinking
100%. I know, that's why I'm helping you.
So, it extends a little bit past the point where it's, that's painful.
Right.
To, he literally goes, I'm not going to tap, and somehow wings out of it and keeps fighting.
Right.
And his arm's still fine. And then another time he got like a Kimura, and he was like, no,
Kimura is a shoulder.
Yeah, it's a shoulder thing.
One.
And it looked gnarly, and he was like, nope, I'm not going to do it. Boom.
Wow.
Passed out of that. So that was entertaining. That fight was good. George St. Pierre, I think, could have finished it, should have finished it.
Should have broke his arm, pretty much.
Yeah, like, there was a point where literally George St. Pierre looked at his trainer and literally was like, does he want me to break his shoulder?
Right.
Like that.
Right. Does he want me to end his career?
That thought process passed through GSP's mind, and that's what I think made it so that he didn't win. Is that, like, there's other fighters that would have just broken the arm.
Right, but
or
he
like,
respects.
He respected him so much that he didn't hurt him.
That's good.
Which is nice, but at the same time, you want to win a fight, not let it go to decision. But
he easily
won that fight in decision realm. Like, there was no question who won that fight.
Okay. And then how about the Frank Mir fight?
Frank Mir lost.
Awesome. I love the battle of Frank Mir.
The Frank Mir saga continues. This guy loses to Brock Lesnar, like, gets dominated by Brock
Lesnar. Well, no, he beat Brock.
He beats him.
With an ankle lock.
Yeah, well, like, gets his butt handed to him, but then somehow in the mix of it gets an ankle lock and wins.
Right. Then gets beat.
Gets destroyed by Brock Lesnar. Then destroys...
Well, he beat... Yeah, who did he beat to get back into Brock Lesnar?
In the mix of it, he beats Nogueira. Like, destroys Nogueira. He destroyed Czech Congo.
Did you see, like, Czech's last fight, though?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Good. But then I found it very entertaining, the concept that Frank Mir, when he went into the Czech Congo fight, he was, like, amped up.
Uh-huh.
And was, like, super all over the place. In this fight, he seemed super calm. And it was weird, and he just seemed way too relaxed. And Shane Carwin came out, threw him up against the cage, and by the first round, knocked him out.
Knockout?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, and it was sick. Like, he had him up against the fence, and Shane Carwin, like, put his forearm, like, on his chest, throat area, and then just uppercut him straight in the jaw, and, like, uppercut him a couple of times, just threw him, like, four or five uppercuts, and, like, the fourth or fifth one dropped him, and then, like, Frank Mir, like, was kind of defending, but not. Like, it was one of those questionable times that if they would have stopped the fight, you would have been like, okay, I understand, but they kind of stopped it a little bit too early.
Uh-huh.
They didn't stop it. Literally, Frank Mir is on his stomach, head on the ground.
It's like taking a nap.
Shane Carwin is still punching him in the face, and then the ref finally gets into it.
Who was the ref?
I don't remember, but it was...
No one good.
Yeah, there was... I don't even think Herb Dean was there.
Oh, Herb. I love Herb. He's a delicious treat in my... In my MMA watching. Spices things up.
I like him as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a couple of good fights here and there, but nothing that was like, oh, wow. Okay. That was cool.
Good. Glad I didn't miss
too
much.
You didn't miss anything much.
I really wanted to watch it, and there was a couple other guys who really wanted to watch it, but it was a birthday party. So.
That's understandable.
Oh, and then I ended up running home from Walnut Creek. Yeah.
Oh.
It's about a mile, two miles.
Why'd you do that?
Well, it's a very complicated course of events. So we get back to Walnut Creek. Drive over to downtown Walnut Creek. So we were at Walnut Creek Bar. Drove to downtown Walnut Creek.
Okay.
And go to Krogan's, right?
Yeah. Fine establishment.
No, it's awful. It's terrible bar. So it's me, my buddy Ali, and then these two other guys I just met that night, right? So we meet up with Ali's girlfriend, and she has two other friends, right? So I'm sitting down talking to one of the other friends because she has a boyfriend, I have a girlfriend, so it's like, that's easy, we can just talk. That was entertaining. As we go to leave, though, I the lights come on, they're leaving, the security at Krogan's is, like, they're jackasses. They're just stupid, ignorant meatheads.
So what time is it?
It's like 1:30. So it's like they're closing early on purpose for some reason. And so as we're leaving, you know, I get outside first with the girl.
Oh, you've already been to Berkeley and have come back.
Oh, yeah. This is the end of the night.
I was like, when did Berkeley come into this thing?
So we BART from to Berkeley.
To Berkeley. Come back.
Come back.
To Walnut Creek. Then you drive from Walnut Creek to Krogan's. Okay, continue.
Right.
So now. Lights turn on.
Lights turn on. I go outside with this other girl and we're talking. One of the other guys comes over. So Ali, my buddy, and his girlfriend and the other girl are walking out. The other guy disappeared. I think he went over and got a piece of pizza.
Okay.
Because he was like, whatever. And I see the security guard push the other girl. Not Ollie's girlfriend, but the other girl, right? And she turns around and hits him hard.
Like,
right?
Open, like, close?
I was across the street.
Okay.
I couldn't tell.
There was an arm movement.
But the security guard hit her first.
Uh-huh.
No doubt in my mind. So they jet, because the security guard's like, well, cops start coming, right? Blah, blah, blah. Girl eventually gets arrested, right?
Okay.
Hilarious.
So what's the backstory? Why did the security guard push her?
Because I have no idea. Okay. I did
didn't
not
get
ask
involved,
that.
But there's
did not get involved.
Soiree of
right.
violence.
So then we all pile into the car. So there's six of us in this one car. We go drop the one girl off at her car, and we go drop Ali and his girlfriend off. So we drop Ali and his girlfriend off at the police station so they can help out this girl. Then we go over and drop the other girl off at her car, and the other guy gets out with her. So it's me and this guy. I have no idea who he is, right? So I'm like, hey, dude, can you drop me off at Pleasant Hill Bar? He's like, yeah, sure. So we're driving towards Pleasant Hill Bar, and we drive past. So we're going over North Main. You see the you can go south or north towards our apartment, right?
Yeah.
Or and I just have him go left, so he'll take North Main all the way. And then he sees the freeway entrance going back towards the 24.
Yeah.
Right? That's where he wants to go. He's like, yeah, dude, I'm just to drop you off here. So I just get out of the car. He hops on the freeway. I'm like, all right. So I just run home from there. It was awesome.
I love people.
You know what? Screw it. It was kind of funny. I was a little bit, you know, tipsy, whatever. Had a few drinks. Hadn't had a whole lot to eat. So I'm like, this will be fun. Start running. Stop up at 7-Eleven. Grab a drink. Not the one out here. The one over on North Main. Okay. Grab some water. Run down the street with water. It was actually really fun. Talk to some people. It was good. Okay. So let's get back to why I'm angry.
So you're angry.
I'm angry. You know what? I am so mad right now.
But who, okay, well, first off...
No, I'm explaining
everything. Go. I'm going to just drink.
He's drinking water. Black tea. He's not drinking alcohol. Don't worry. Well, actually, if he was, that'd be kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
Tyler, start drinking some alcohol.
No.
So, I get home one day from work or something, and Tyler says, have you been watching Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution? I say, no. He's like, go get it on Hulu. Okay, great. Sit down, find it on Hulu, hit start. Jamie Oliver is the naked chef, right? He's the guy who cooks with, you know, as many whole, fresh ingredients as possible, blah, blah, blah. He got this, you know, kind of popularized.
Yeah.
And he goes, the whole premise of this show is he goes to the baddest, most unhealthy, disease-ridden county in America.
Yeah, it's like the ratio of doctors to people to
death, illness.
Like there's an equation that they figured out that this is the most unhealthy
place in the world.
Is it the world?
Well, because it's in America, we're the fattest nation in the world, hence it is the fattest place in the world.
Yeah.
And so he goes in and he did this in Britain, I guess. He changed the school lunch program. So he's trying to change the school lunch program in this place.
Yeah.
And it is embarrassing what these kids are eating. He walks into the school. They're eating pizza for breakfast with chocolate milk, with Chad's like shitloads of sugar, strawberry milk, blah, 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 chicken nuggets for lunch. And then he goes inside this house with this one family, and they have a deep fat fryer in their house. Like 90% of their food is fried, frozen, prepared bullshit. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? This is America. And then at the second commercial break, Jamie Oliver, you know, he's doing a little interview in between things. He's like, welcome to America. I was like, no. This is not America. This is embarrassing. Why does it take a British person to come over to America for us to start fixing shit?
No, I'm right there with you. It was fascinating to me as I was watching the show because I'm sitting there and it's concepts that I guess I almost take for granted.
Right, like,
or
hey,
like educational concepts, like 2 + 2 = 4. These kids don't know what a potato was.
No, so frustrating.
Like, that was the thing that he does a lot of little, like, experiments to show, like, how dumb people are.
It's not to show how dumb people are, because he made that a point. It was to show, like, hey, you are not, like, this is not good.
They're misinformed and they don't know all the stuff. But I kind of took it kind of on the concept of, like, supersize me.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of that, but in a bigger span, I feel.
But, like, actually trying
to help some, not just take down fast food corporations. But he does a lot of these experiments throughout the thing. And one of them was he went into I think it was first or kindergarten grade class. And it was like, picked up a fruit, what is this? And they couldn't tell him what a tomato was, what a potato was, what an eggplant was. Granted,
and then he holds up French fries.
Pizza, the burger, they knew all that stuff. Granted, as I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I would have known what an eggplant was when I was a kid.
I would have.
I know you would have.
My mom's a freaking hippie.
But I don't know if I would have, but I knew what a tomato was. I knew what, like, a potato was. I knew that this is what got this. And so forth. I found that to be very, like, that was shocking in the concept of just education. How they're not teaching you
right
what fruits are.
They, you know what, and they kind of, there was this realization, you watched the second episode, right?
Yeah.
The second episode, the principal's like, Jamie was like, wait, why don't your kids use a fork and knife?
They only have spoons.
Only forks and spoons, right? And just the concept of, oh, hey, eating is also a learning experience. It's not just in the classroom. You have to teach a child how to eat.
Yeah.
And slow eating slowly with a fork and knife. And they went around. Like, it was actually really cool. And, like, seeing the mindset slowly shift from greasy processed crap to actual food and slowing down. What pissed me off the most, though.
Please tell me it was the
chicken nugget one.
The chicken nugget thing was...
No. What pissed me off the most, I actually paused this and, like, yelled at the screen.
Was it the woman?
I think she's going to turn around soon.
Okay.
But,
when I say the woman, there's, like, a... not custodial, the lunch lady.
Lunch lady, which she's not supposed to call her lunch ladies, apparently. Yeah,
the main lunch lady's kind of a bitch.
Right, well,
So
Jamie's making his first meal for the kids, right? So he goes, observes the first day, second day, or third day, comes in and makes his first meal, and pairs it up against pizza, and he makes chicken, right? And he has chicken and rice and vegetables and a salad, and, you know, it's a really good meal. And then the principal comes up and says, where's your bread? He's like, what? You have to have 2 servings of bread per meal. I paused it, and I was fucking pissed. Like, you seriously telling me you have to feed a child 2 servings of damn bread a day at lunch? Like, really? That is a must? Well, they can go buy their vegetables, they can eat fried foods, they can eat pizza, blah, 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 all this. And that's healthy? Instead of, you know, eat this chicken and rice and vegetables, that's not healthy because it doesn't have enough bread in it. Go kill yourself. Really? Like, that is...
No, they technically are.
Oh, but yeah. No, the administrators. Because you see the administrators eat well, you can tell. Like, they actually take care of themselves.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was fascinating.
Pisses me off.
2 servings of bread. Because I then was trying to think of, so are they going off of the food pyramid?
I think so. Oh, that's a good, that's a juicy
one. That's a good one. Keep talking.
I think that they are. It's one of those things that if they were to just go back to the roots of what food is and go back to whole vegetables, whole fruits. It's like, wait, how have we gotten so warped in our perception of eating that we require 2 servings of bread over vegetables?
Anything
and
else.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
it's kind of one of those things where bread, I feel, is a good option.
Right. But if I'm serving you rice, you don't need some bread too. You're getting your rice right there. You're getting your carbohydrates.
Yeah, I think it's funny because, yeah, I fully agree with you on that. Because it's that thing where I could see where the principal was coming from because I don't think he was educating the concept of bread and carbs are the same thing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not him. It's the administrator. It is the USDA.
Oh, yeah.
The damn food board says children must have 2 servings of bread at their school lunch.
It's fascinating.
Awful. Awful. So this is the key point for me. I hope people are pissed. Like, angry beyond all means at this.
Episode 2,
okay, yeah,
he gets the parents involved.
Yeah.
And he shows the parents, like, how much fat their kids are actually eating and all
this
stuff.
Over a year? Oh, yeah.
And he basically gets the parents pissed off.
Right.
So now he's like this. It was kind of his last resort, I feel.
Right.
He's like, well, if I get the parents pissed off, then they'll just do all the work for me.
Exactly.
Which makes sense.
But here's the thing. Again, why do we have to have an intervention by someone else? Why can't we? Like, why can't you and I just go to our schools and be like, you know what? This is dumb. We need to fix this now. I mean, I remember going up to the lunch line, looking at things they have, the hot dog wrapped in bread, the massive cookies, blah, 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 this and that, and this and that. And there's like, a salad option. Oh, and this option. But no. Everything else is fried, baked, bread, crappy, lard.
The answer you don't want to hear is because it's cheaper.
It's not even that much cheaper. It really isn't.
Well,
it's easier.
It's easier and cheaper. It's the cost ratio concept, and it's easier and it's cheaper in the long run to do it that way.
No, it's not cheaper in the long run.
Because
it's not, absolutely not. That's,
you don't have
that's
to
wrong.
Pay as many people to do things. That's what their biggest problem was in episode 1.
Right,
was
but
that
I,
they had
I think
to have more people.
I think you can do it without it.
To watch this episode. You know, we're only on episode 2, but to see how much, because he's already doubled the cost.
But you can, I think you can pull it down. He went all out. He bought the organic stuff. You got the no hormone added stuff, which is good, but just start small.
Start small. But I'm just saying, like, that's the general concept.
Is that people have this misconception that good food costs more.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, wait, no. Think about it. Long run, one, you're not going to have as many health costs. Two, you're not going to have, as many blah, 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 and on and on. And the food maybe costs like 5 cents more a child. You know, per meal. Over the course of 400 kids, sure, that costs you, what?
$20.
Go kill yourself if you won't do $20 to save a child. You know?
Save
children. So that's it for me. Like, I was actually motivated. I was like, okay, what can we do with you and I, our listeners, blah, 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 all of that right now in our own communities? Like, how can we help? Like, how can this, you know, like, and the whole point of the show is, I think, to get us riled up and to start making a change ourselves. And if this doesn't happen, like, oh.
And it is. I mean, I like that he's starting with the school because it starts with, you have to just go with the youngest, because I almost kind of do the, it's too late for some people. Like, it's never too late for anybody.
Right.
But you can kind of save lives if you go younger.
Exactly. Because if you see the younger kids making the change, then the, you know, adults tend to follow. Because that one family, like the kid, this 16-year-old child, is pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
He looks
like he's my size.
Yeah, he's 12. Yeah. He's 12.
And he weighs more than I do.
Easy.
And he's shorter than I am. He's 12.
Yeah.
And you could just see how, like, uncomfortable he was with life and everything.
It's awful.
It's sad. And I think that he could do some great difference with him. But the one aspect that was the most shocking to me.
Uh-huh.
About, like, of all these little things that he kept doing, was he took like 8 kids and took them into his kitchen.
Loved this.
And I thought it was smart. He took just a normal chicken that you would get at your
grocery store
and was telling them about, like, here's the chicken breast. Would cut off that, show them that.
Right.
Here's the legs, here's the thighs, here's just showing them the parts of the chicken. And then he was like, then he took like the ribs with all like the giblets and all like the leftover stuff. Basically then goes, so do you know where chicken nuggets come from?
Right.
And the kids are like, the chicken breast. He's like, no, it comes from this. And they're like, and all you can tell the kids are confused.
Right.
So it's what he does is the ribs basically.
Right.
He cuts up the ribs.
Takes like a big butcher's knife.
Boom! Boom, boom, boom. Cuts it up in like 4 pieces, throws it into a food processor, just starts blending the crap out of it. Throws
in like preservatives
and just some more salt. Then like basically purees it.
Uh-huh. Then strains it
to get like all the bone fragments out of it and the juice. And so it becomes like this weird semi-paste meat stuff.
But it's thick because it's one of those things like, because all the preservatives.
It
kind of
had like an oatmeal.
Yeah.
Meat.
Almost like
texture to it.
Thicker than hummus.
Yeah.
Like almost mashed potatoes.
It was a mashed potato meat mixture thing. And all the kids are like, that's gross. That's gross. Then he like flattened it out and then literally took a cookie cutter, made a circle, and said, here's a chicken nugget. Who wants it? And all of them raised their hands.
Right. It's like, whoa.
And it was just like, you just watched everything that this happened and he like breaded it. Threw it on the grill and was like, who wants a chicken nugget? And all of them raised their hands.
Right.
And it was like, and he literally was like, this is what I'm talking about. This is the chicken nugget. And all of them were like, okay, I'll eat it.
Right.
And it was like, that's gross.
Like, are you dumb? Like, are you stupid? No. Like, that's just awful.
That was the segment that I was like, wow.
So here's the go ahead, I think. We want to hear your thoughts, your kind of input on this, because I'm really passionate about starting something and getting something going in our community, you know? And so our community to me is this podcast. That's one of our main outlets in this community. So send us an email, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com, and we will start doing something about this, you know? Like, in our own communities, and start just small, going to your PTAs, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Tyler and I don't even have children. We're not even married. And this is shocking.
Well, it's just shocking in the sense, like, you have friends that have kids. I have friends that have kids. My girlfriend has
kids.
Not, yeah. She has little siblings that are, you know, in elementary school and whatnot. And it's like, wow, do they not? It's just fascinating because I always hear like, oh, our school system sucks.
Right. But now seeing
we're not even teaching them what a potato is.
Right. Or, you know, how to use a fork and it's simple because a fork and knife, like, sure, oh, why do they need to learn how to use a knife? Teaches them to slow down. It teaches them about proper meal etiquette. Teaches them that sometimes food isn't just in a wrapper,
like,
you know?
Yeah. And as I was watching the show, the concept that kept, like, tweaking in my head was just like, what are we even teaching kids?
Right.
It's like, okay, so they can do a math problem, but yet they can't wipe their own butt. You know, like...
Right.
I'd almost rather our kids be the most functioning than the smartest.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Where it's like, all of our people live well, and makes, I don't know, it's just kind of that balance of stuff, and I don't think we've balanced any of it.
No, we really haven't.
To be smart or life-living skills.
Exactly.
So
that's where we are in America today.
Watch Hulu.
Go on Hulu.
It's right there.
It's Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, and you will, if you're not disgusted, shocked, and embarrassed, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Something or maybe, very wrong with you. No.
Maybe, hold on. What I was going to say was, shocked, it could be you and I are in our own little world.
Okay. But embarrassed at the
but
least.
But embarrassed is, the fact that they couldn't tell what a potato was, it was embarrassing.
And, I mean, the fact that they're eating pizza for breakfast every morning almost.
Oh, yeah.
Or pizza for lunch. Chicken nuggets. And then when they go home, they eat chicken nuggets. They blah, blah, blah. It's like, are you effing hitting me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we'll leave you today. Tyler, are you going to take us out?
Yeah. I'll go with Man in the Mirror.
Man in the Mirror. All right. We will see you on Wednesday. Have a great week. Peace.